Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good afternoon. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load, and I'm going to open the show up. I haven't gotten a chance to talk to him in a few days, but joining me once again from the lovely confines of Combat Speed LLC is Super Dave Harrington. Good afternoon, sir.
Afternoon, Mr. Bill. How are you doing?
I am coping, sir. I'm trying to remain dangerous and salty.
Okay.
Which is the very best I can do, I guess. But anyway, one of the things that I did, and I don't know if you do this as well, but I'd be sort of curious. So I know you have your Super Dave rig, which is your daily driver, which you have enough magazines to do any manner of work that you may find yourself in as you go about your day, right?
Correct.
And I know that you have varying levels of that you carry. Sometimes you carry exactly what the day was, 7 magazines, combat handgun, Glock G45 in your case all the time, although mine is turning out to be the Glock G45 as I go along just because of weight right now for some reason. And and sometimes you carry a few less magazines than everything else, but do you actually have a belt made up already of with some rifle magazines on it as well as maybe a trauma kit?
Yeah, I have several different battle belts, if you want to call them that.
Okay, tell me about them.
Several different rigs I've put together over time, kind of a graduation, so to speak, an evolution of gear. And I pick and choose based on, what the mission is. If I need to, do any kind of integrated weapons work, my belt has primary and secondary ammo, as well as med gear, blades of various types. Basically, I guess you could call it like an administrative chore blade, and of course, a dedicated fighting blade. The primary difference between the two is length and heft. I will adjust my kit and equipment based on what I'm going to be involved in doing. Sometimes I could be carrying nothing more than a Smith & Wesson 8-shot 22 loaded with long rifles, for that matter. Kind of a church gun setup,
Right.
But, your kit and equipment should... Because the fact of the matter is, there is always battlefield appropriation.
Right. What Dave is referring to is in the event that you find yourself in a hostile environment, well, after you drop a few guys, you just sort of help yourself to their stuff.
Absolutely. They don't need it anymore.
They don't need it no more. So, like, do you already have pre-positioned, pre-setup rigs for this kind of stuff, depending upon your requirement?
Yeah, I've been in it long enough to have, I think I've actually got like 3 complete belts that I normally rotate through, but I've got a few others that I'm still, you know, nobody's going to crack the code on kit and equipment.
Right.
You're going to dig this. I've been working with this recently, most recently, back when I rode motorcycles on a regular basis. I had a cross draw holster made that I wore on my left front.
Okay.
I still had a right side pistol, but it was a cross draw as well. So just imagine looking face on, having two cross draw pistols. I could employ a blaster from either side of the bike.
Right.
And normally it would be the right side blaster in my left hand so I could maintain control of the throttle. But what I've been working with recently is, you know, the caveat's always been the fastest reload is your other gun. So I've been working with that a little bit. And, well, I say a little bit, probably a lot of it for most people, but I am finding out that that is actually, for me, an untrue statement. I can actually load, if my pistol's in my primary hand, I can actually load it faster from pretty much any position than I can drop that one and go to the left side cross draw blaster.
Now, is that because of the way you practice? You've just trained yourself to that degree to where you just...
Yeah, I guess it is. It's just a matter of training and conditioning. Absolutely. But it does feel good to have two blasters instead of one.
I can imagine. I can imagine. Now that I have... Some would say now that I have successfully eliminated the Sig P320 out of my equation, and now I'm going to the going between the Glock and the 2011, which right now the Glock is lighter. It's this particular Glock plus with that Timney trigger is it's a very attractive thing as a carry gun, but I digress. I spoke to one of my sponsors, and he specializes in Poly 80s, right?
Right.
Which is basically a Glock clone. And the last time I saw him, I said, would you make me a Glock 26 size Poly 80? Because I want to, I'm going to start carrying that again as a second gun. I don't know where I'm going to carry it or how I'm going to carry it. And what I may do is I may carry that as the gun that's on me and maybe have a gun in a off-body carry, like in one of my Vertex bags, and carry that as a in case it really gets serious kind of thing.
Right. Well, now, don't overlook a good ankle holster goes a long way, especially for like a G26 size blaster.
Yeah.
But then again, that's going to, you know, have an influence on your clothing and your footwear, stuff like that.
Right.
Yet all that's got to balance out. There was a time when I did a lot of work.
I'll tell you what. Hold that thought. Hold that thought. I was too busy listening to you, but I caught myself.
Okay.
I'm almost a semi-professional now, Dave. You can catch Super Dave Harrington. His website is combatspeed.com. On Facebook, he is either Dave Harrington or Super Dave Harrington. On Instagram, Super Dave _ Harrington. And on YouTube, Super Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Hunter.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load, and we are in a conversation with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC, and I had to interrupt him. We're talking about carrying guns and the various ways we are carrying guns, and I have a context I want to put this in when you get done with this explanation that I had to interrupt, if you would be so kind. So you want to finish your thought, or shall we move on?
Sure. Yeah, I'll finish that thought. In respect of reserve ammunition, of course, you know, I'm going to make a reference to the F-Dave Red because you know, it allows access to ammunition on both sides of your body.
Right.
So that pretty much, in my mind, gives me the opportunity to have access to ammunition on both sides of my body, regardless of my physical position. Whatever my fighting position requires, I should be able to access ammo if I need it. But what I have worked with in the past is carrying, much like you would carry a reserve blaster in an ankle holster, I would carry a reserve mag on the inside of each ankle.
Huh.
The problem with that is it's beneficial, but the problem with it was I could never really, it's not really an option for aggressive physical movement. You know, if you're going to be running, juking and jiving.
Right.
It's extremely hard. You know, I was not able to find any type of holder or retention device that would hold on to it, keep it.
You just about need to bounce with a lap on it, wouldn't you?
But yeah. But if you're in a less than a physically aggressive set of circumstances, it may be an option to have a reserve mag on each ankle. You never know.
Never know.
You know, it gets it off your belt. They're very easy to hide, so to speak. It's probably the last thing someone would expect. But if you're, say, low to the ground, combat squat, kneeling position, prone, on your side, you know, it's an easy access spot to carry a additional reserve mag.
Right.
But coming back to your belt adjustment piece, you were talking about that. I don't recall the name now.
Belt. I like to use belts by Core Essentials. Core
right.
K. The ratcheting system is for me. You know, as a old man, it's been my weight has yo-yoed up and down again too many times due to steroids from the heart attack and due to being a binge smoker. So I'm looking for a belt that is one solid and retentive. And at the same time, it's going to be comfortable if I'm going to wear it, because as you know, like in the military, when we used to wear the gear all the time, we would find adjustments. My LBE was, there was room between my LBE and my waist. And I was a much, you know, thinner, svelte, hard body back then. And I didn't like it then, and I certainly don't like it now. So I was looking for two things. I was looking for something solid, and I was looking for something that I could adjust. So this is adjustable. I can adjust it exactly where it needs to be, where it seems like with most of these belts that you would find, they have either a Cobra buckle, or everybody wants to go with a Cobra buckle or something like that. And so Core Systems made a inner-outer belt system, a two-belt system for their combat belt, and it's pretty... I'm impressed. The belt was the right size. I cannibalized some pouches off of my high threat concealment belt, because my high threat concealment belt was just not solid enough, if that makes any sense. I needed something that was going to hold its shape and hold everything up. So high threat concealment, I used their pouches, which are very good, and because everybody says Kydex is better at retention than the kind with the bungee cord trying to hold them in.
Right.
I found that to be the case. I put that on there. Haven't put a blade on it yet, but I'm not done adding things to it, but I will. And, that's going to be my, if I had to deploy even though this has an inner belt system, because of the way it goes on, even if I have to put it on over sweatpants, I can cinch it up enough to where it's going to stay.
Right.
And so that's my belt system now that I'm going to use. And but that's also the belt that I have in my Super Dave rig, because I have a dedicated Super Dave rig as well. And you told me you had three systems ready to go. I've got the Super Dave rig, I've got the combat belt, or the battle belt. What is the third one in between those that you have already ready to go?
Well, the, kind of like my daily use rig, I use a Talon tactical belt, which has a Cobra buckle, but I have two belt settings.
Tell me about the two belt settings.
The first setting is primarily more of a comfort setting. And this was, what I'm speaking to now, was kind of born out of shooting competitively. When, and the reason I had two settings is just for, you know, normal use, so to speak, you want your belt to be adjusted where your gear will retain its location on your body, not whatever that means to you. It should be snug and keep your gear in place on your body. But dig this. Here's what I found out shooting competitively when it was time to, you know, when I was up to shoot a course of fire, you're executing much more aggressively, physically aggressively. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
So what I found is my comfort setting was not supporting aggressive physical action. For example, if I were seated.
Hold that thought on the aggressive physical action. Okay. We're coming up on the next break. We're talking about his two settings. And this is important because if you're going to wear one of these things, you need to learn how to wear it. And Super Dave knows how to wear them. He knows how to wear them better than I do because I never had to deploy with one. You can find him at combatspeed.com. You can further find him at, especially on Instagram, sdave_Harrington. You may see a picture of one of his cats. You may see a picture of him running a gun. You may get a little riff of him on a guitar. It's going to be fun one way or the other. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More people are planning to travel over the Thanksgiving holiday. AAA is projecting over 54 million Americans will be traveling 50 miles or more during the holiday period. That's the third busiest of all time. 49 million who are traveling will be driving. The busiest days are expected to be the Wednesday before Thanksgiving and the Sunday after. Poland continues to investigate the missile that landed near its border with Ukraine earlier this week. Pentagon Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh is assuring U.S. support for Poland's probe, but is also saying the United States isn't increasing its troops in the country.
We have offered our support to Poland as they conduct this investigation, but in terms of force posture, troop movements, anything like that, nothing has changed in terms of our posture within Poland.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC, and he was just about to start talking about something that a lot of people I don't think take into consideration when they start getting gear is how you're going to wear it. And the fact that you're not just going to put it on and stand there and look at yourself and admire yourself. You're actually going to have to get out and move around, and you may have to do some sort of a task like check the oil on a vehicle, or you may have to get out and pull something out of the road, and you got to keep this stuff on when you do it, so you got to figure out how to wear it. So you're about to talk about aggressive physical action and the belt.
Okay, check this out. Specifically, born out of cheating competitively, you know, we kind of have a comfort setting, so to speak, which would be that minimal snug setting that keeps all your gear in the appropriate place on your body. Then, because what you'll find is, of course, shooting competitively, if you do it long enough, you're eventually going to wind up doing things in every conceivable manner over the years. And what I found is, for example, a comfort setting, so to speak, I hate calling it that. Let's call it the standard setting.
Sure.
Your standard setting should keep your kit and equipment oriented on your body where it's supposed to be, period. But what I found is, and this, again, born out of shooting competitively, getting ready to fire in a large field course, executing aggressively, physically aggressively, that standard setting wasn't enough to keep my gear where I wanted it or allow my gear to function in the manner I needed it to, for example. With a standard setting, when I go to, because I'm super aggressive mounting the gun from the holster. Well, the standard setting at times would bind. It would have a little too much slack in it, so the pistol would bind in the holster. So based on the course of fire, I'm fixing, you know, or preparing the fire, maybe I would snug the belt up a little bit to what I would call the action setting. You know what I mean? Because I've already worked it out. I've already anticipated how I'm going to deploy the pistol and how aggressively I'm going to do it. So I want, or don't want, the pistol to bind in the holster because I don't have enough retention. You see what I mean?
I do.
Now, dig this. Put the other side of the coin. If you start in a seated position, I would probably loosen my belt a little bit. Because drawing from a seated position, it's still true. Based on your physical position and access to the blaster, it'll bind on the draw stroke if it's too snug to your body. You follow me?
Right.
So I would literally adjust my gun belt based on what I was being required to perform. Now, it was never loose and sloppy. It was always at the standard setting of being snug. But if I knew there was going to be an additional level of aggression that's required, I'd always swing my belt up a little bit more so it wouldn't bind on deployment or access to it. You know, a lot of people take into consideration like loading. And normally, you'll access your reserve mags from front to back. And what you would find is people would have their number one mag holder would be the loosest one. And then the second one would be a little more snug, and the third would be a little more snug. I keep everything standard. You know, if, you know, the first one is just as snug as the last one.
Right.
Because I want total consistency across the spectrum. And of course, the main focus on your adjustments are the retention of your equipment. Because if they're too loose, it's not going to be there when you need it to be there.
Right.
You're going to lose it somewhere. And actually, a lot of the firing exercises I've developed and have people perform checks all these things out. You follow me? If I were to cycle you through the around the world exercise and you have kit and equipment adjustment issues, you're going to find that out before you finish the exercise. You know what I mean?
I do.
So, you know, kit and equipment adjustment, how to wear it, when to adjust it, and how to adjust it. These are all ongoing issues that you have to be aware of and stay on top of.
Well, I guess it's like the gun. You got to sort of dial it in, don't you?
Exactly. There's no one answer, so to speak. It's one of those fluid aspects of the gun realm. And it's actually kind of comical in some respects. You know, people take a look at someone else's kit and equipment set up and, you know, kind of snicker, you know, make a derogatory comment or something like that. Well, in my mind, that just shows me their lack of experience. I never judge anyone based on their kit and equipment setup, because I don't know why they set it up like that. Now, if it's something that's blatantly, you know, if the dude, like, you know, mounted his mag pouches upside down, sure, that's kind of like, hey, dude, I'd point that out. But he may have done that for a reason.
Right.
And that would, the first thing I would do is, hey, dude, why do you have pouches mounted upside down like that? Because there may be a legitimate reason for it.
Right.
I don't know. But the one thing I do know is nobody is going to crack the code on kit and equipment setup. What is going to drive the train on your kit and equipment setup is your mission essential task list.
Well, I want to get to that, because I've seen this study and I want to get your take on it now. How this will change, or if this changes your kit and equipment, as the way you foresee that. We're coming up on the last break, and if you go to Super Dave's YouTube page, you're very liable to see a few things. First of all, Super Dave has this outrageous vehicle in case things really go sideways. And I have no doubt that he would be the only one moving around in that, unless somebody else has one near him, which, who knows. Or you may see a pistol drill. Now, that is where the value of subscribing to his channel comes in, because a lot of people travel just to train with Super Dave, and you can catch it from time to time on YouTube for free. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All five cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my three children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After a month on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3322. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. I'm going to be talking about this in a little bit, but there's a study that came out recently, and I don't know if you saw this or not. And I don't even know how applicable it is yet because some of the data is so raw. I would imagine most of it is going to be occurring in blue cities, which you probably don't live in one. I know I don't. But right now, based upon the last uniform crime report, if the crime rate continues to stay at this rate that it is now, we now have a 1 in 179 chance of being murdered. Did you see that?
No, I did not. But that's surprising.
Well, see, okay, so the FBI...
And that's on, like, the national level?
Yeah. That's on the national level. Now, understand this. Now, first of all, the numbers are based upon some educated guesses, because what we hear about the murders that occurred this year out of the Uniform Crime Report, that's not complete. Nearly 8,000 agencies did not report to the FBI, including L.A. and New York City. So I'm sure the numbers go up.
Sounds to me like they occluded them.
Yeah. Well, what they did was they went and they looked at the CDC death certificate looking for death by homicide. And they excluded justifiable homicide by police, justifiable homicide by citizen. They excluded those. And they come up with about 24,000 murders this past year, which is way up compared to... now, their official number was 14,000. So, knowing this, and... You know, that data, on the one hand, I could see where we might would look at that and use that. But at the same time, I don't think it takes into account Florida, for example, where you live, where you have so many concealed carry permits. I mean, you got people like you that are walking around that are not only have you done it before, but you're prepared to do it again. And people like you don't get mugged. Just because of that level of awareness that you walk around. You're not walking around looking at your phone going, hey, I wonder what the latest TikTok is. Let me check Facebook. Let me do this. You're not doing that. You're walking around looking around as you go.
Right. And just what's going on.
Yes, sir. And so I don't know how this is going to affect various places. I think one stat that we know is that 50% of the murders occur in 2% of the counties of the United States. So out of, 3,033 counties in the United States, half of the murders occur in 75 of them.
Wow.
And those are all the ones that you would think it would be. It's wherever New York State, where New York City is, and Chicago is, and Baltimore is, and Los Angeles is and San Francisco is. So in those places, they don't have people like Super Dave walking around. But knowing that particular stat and just getting it, looking at it in a general sense, would that take you and would that urge you to say, okay, so this is up now, so maybe I need to, do you need to reevaluate your setups?
No, I keep it pretty legit like it is.
Yeah. Well, the difference, though, is that with you, you always prepare, you never prepare for the common denominator based on what you've told me. You're always prepared for the extreme.
Worst case scenario.
Yeah.
Exactly. I need to be able to survive. I set my gear up, and I keep gear within arm's reach at all times. And trust me, it's a pain in the butt sometimes.
Sure.
But I need to be able to survive on my own for a 72-hour period.
Right.
So it's not just the gun gear, the lighting, the gun lights, the admin lights, the admin blades, the fighting blades. It's food, water, shelter. I kind of look at the totality of the problem. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And I need to be able to survive for a 72-hour period. And, of course, I'll spend that 72 hours trying to get myself out of whatever I found myself in.
Right. But I think that's the big difference. I think that you are prepared for the extreme, which in a Mumbai-type attack, it'd be nice if everybody was prepared like you. That'd be really great. It'd probably stop that sort of an attack faster.
And, you know, you bring up an interesting point because the more civilized we get, see, like America used to be a gun culture.
Sure.
I don't really believe you can say that anymore because, yeah, we have the Second Amendment of the Constitution. But look at the number of people that choose to not put that into action. A lot of your teenagers, I mean, when I grew up, if we weren't out of school so we could bale hay, as soon as we got out of school, we hit the woods hunting.
Right.
And that's how I grew up. Hunting, fishing. People don't really do that kind of stuff.
They used to be guns hanging in the gun racks of the guys with the pickup trucks that when I went to high school, because they'd go hunting in the morning and hunting after they got out of school.
Exactly. You can't say that's the case hardly anymore.
No.
Everything has... No, I'm not... Let's just say... I'm speaking specifically, say, east of the Mississippi River.
Okay.
Out west, it's like almost like two different Americas. You know, you have the city America, east of the Mississippi, and then you have, you know, like switched on people, west of the Mississippi because of the remoteness, the distances involved, those types of things. It really depends on, you know, where you live, but not so much where you live, but how you choose to live.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I do. It is a startling contrast. Although, if you were to look at the map, and you look at the blue red, most of the blue, there's very little blue surrounded by these seas of red. So the first thing I would think is that probably the gun culture, like the Trump voter today, most of the gun culture, when somebody says, hey, do you have guns? They probably say, no, or I lost them in an unfortunate canoe accident or, you know, something like that. They just never admit to it. So for all I know, it could be. I think there's probably more gun-owning adults than there are not gun-owning adults when you look at the population of the United States. Because I think there's somewhere around 100... I think there may be as many as 150 million people that own guns. Can't prove it. Everybody is stuck on the 100 million mark, like they're stuck on the 400 million gun mark. Seems sort of monolithic to me, but...
You bring up a very good point, but I'm going to refine my gun culture statement a little more.
Well, you
to
have
include the fact
you
that
have
people
a minute. You have a minute to
use
go.
Guns.
Yeah, yeah.
People that know how to use them. They hunt, they fish, they shoot competitively. You have how many law enforcement officers you have in the nation?
You probably have about 700,000 sworn.
Right. I mean, it's one thing to own a gun, but it's another thing to know how to use it. And if you own it, you should know how to use it. But that's not always the case.
Well, I think the ones that you would probably... I was watching some doc. You know what? I'm going to run out of time before I can even give this explanation. I agree with you. I was just basically going to agree with you. Before we run out of time, let me thank you for taking the time to join me today. And, as always, it's
much
been...
appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Always enjoy it, Mr. Bill.
Yes, sir. Check out Super Dave at combatspeed.com. Check him out on Instagram at sdave_Harrington. Check him out on Facebook and YouTube at Super Dave Harrington. And also he has a personal page as Dave Harrington on Facebook. And that's the way you keep up with Super Dave. Super Dave's pretty out there. He's about as blunt as anybody's going to be. And there's nobody that is going to teach you a better way to fight with a gun. We got hour number two inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.